Good morning. I'm Pastor Gillespie from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church and School. Excuse me. Random Lake, Wisconsin. There we go. It's good to have you with us here. Oh, excuse me. got a little bit of post-nasal drip. Yesterday I broke some of my dietary regulations. I had some things that my sinuses don't like. Anyway, it's good to have you with us here today for the Congregation of Prayer, a guide for daily meditation and prayer around God's Word. You can join us here each morning at 9 a.m. for prayer. Let's see. Dawn is here. Dawn and Karen. Let's see. Lori, Chris, Karen. Vicky's on YouTube. She's asking if you can watch live on Odyssey. You can. I'll put the link here below. This is the alternate platform I direct you towards. We've had videos removed from Facebook and YouTube here and there. For what reasons, they don't usually tell you, but who knows? So that's your bookmark there to keep ready to go in the event that you need to find us. No matter what, we can stream there. It's a censorship-free platform, apart from illegal content, of course. But it's not going to censor us for being faithful to God's Word, unlike the major platforms. So there you go. To go look at that. Let's see, who did I else? Gus and Eileen and Chris. It's good to have you all, and thanks for checking in. We'll continue. Let's begin, actually. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. All right, our memory verse, not very long. You should be able to commit this to memory, I hope. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Let's try it again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. All right. Our psalm this week is Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our king, sing praises. For God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All right, very good. Our first reading today is from Ecclesiastes chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God has given riches and wealth and honor, so that he lacks nothing for himself of all he desires, yet God does not give him power to eat of it, but a foreigner consumes it. This is vanity, it is an evil affliction. If a man begets 100 children and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, but his soul is not satisfied with goodness, or indeed, he has no burial, I say that a stillborn child is better than he. For it comes in vanity and departs in darkness, and its name is covered with darkness. Though it has not seen the sun or known anything, this has more rest than that man, even if he lives 1,000 years twice, but has not seen goodness. Do not all go to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. For what more has the wise man than the fool? What does the poor man have who knows how to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desire. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. Whatever one is, he has been named already. For it is known that he is man, and he cannot contend with him who is mightier than he. Since there are many things that increase vanity, how is man the better? For who knows what is good for man in life, all the days of his vain life which he passes like a shadow? Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun? Well, Solomon's kind of a bummer, isn't he? or he's realistic, right? That one line in here, do not all go to the same place or to one place, right? All see death. Right? So no matter how many children he has, no matter how much wealth he has, and riches and honor, even as God has given, if he does not have the power to receive it in thanksgiving, if he has no burial, if he's not satisfied with goodness, right, with how God has blessed him, then it is vanity again, like grasping for the wind, right? So here, Solomon's talking about contentment, being content with who God has made you, what he has given you, how he has blessed you. And you'll note that Solomon, I think, in his older age, he's looking back on his life and recognizes that God has blessed him, I would say uniquely, extraordinarily, in any number of ways. And yet, it reminds me of Paul, right? But have not love, I am but a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal, right? If he speaks with the tongues of angels and of men, right? So even if you're greatly blessed, if you have not love, that is love of God, faith toward God, which then works its way out in love toward neighbor, then what is it, right? Because faith can be described as contentment. It's trust that God has blessed you as he sees fit. Right? So vanity is that emptiness, right? And mentioned that yesterday in the sermon, right? With the god mammon, and the pursuit of the god mammon is all-consuming and yet is never satisfying. That's what Solomon's talking about. All right. And then our reading for catechesis. Now, Chris says so much vanity in the world today. Yeah, you're right, Chris. multi-billionaires, and still they're unhappy people. Like, well, so is it not wealth that makes you happy? No, actually. The pursuit of happiness is not the pursuit of property. For that, the founders in the Declaration of Independence got it wrong. I'm not saying that the pursuit of happiness is not a freedom that we should be given, or pursuit of property, as they originally wrote it. but they should have taken Solomon more seriously and recognized that even that is vanity. I mean, look at our nation, more prosperous than any nation, and yet consumed by our greed. And frivolous in our expenses to the point of just economic collapse. So you see that emptiness now. We find out, the hollowness of our prosperity. Okay, now to Luke. And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. All right, this is a really helpful story. And I think when it comes time for me to preach Luke 17, which is the healing of the 10 lepers, you might want to take this into consideration. So I'm saying that out loud so that maybe I remember that earlier in Jesus' ministry, he had healed a leper. And things go a little bit differently than they do later in chapter 17, right? But we'll look at this one in particular, right? So a man full of leprosy comes to Jesus, right? You know, leprosy is that skin disease. We've talked about that. Notice how he addresses Jesus. Yeah, physically, right? He fell on his face, right? At Jesus' feet, presumably, and implored him, right? Saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Yeah. All right. This is a confession of faith. Confession of faith. That if you are willing is not a caveat. That's sometimes how we think about, like, adding thy will be done to a prayer. It's like, well, we're praying for healing, but we don't really believe. Well, we're not sure if you actually want to give us healing or if we really believe that you give healing. So we'll just say, if it be thy will. That's not what that means, actually. I don't think that's what we mean usually either. What do you mean? It's like the hymn goes, right? The will of God is always best. Right? He trusts that the will of God is always good. So if this is the time for healing, then do it. If not, you know, that be your will too, right? But he does confess, you can make me clean, right? So there he's confessing Jesus as the creator God, right? The Lord of heaven and earth, with the authority to make clean what was leprosy. Jesus' answer, of course, notice he put out his hand and touched him with words saying, I am willing, be cleansed. I am willing, be cleansed, right? What does this reveal about the will of Jesus for you, for me, for all? I'd say he desires to save us, right? And to cleanse us, of course, if not in this moment, certainly in the death, in our death, right? Think of Luke 11, for example, in the Lord's Prayer, right? When you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? That is his good and gracious will has been promised to us, and we can take it to the bank, so to speak. Later in Luke 13, he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted, here's the will, right? I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. And assuredly, I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Palm Sunday, right? Again, regarding the will of God, think of the Garden of Gethsemane, right? Luke 22. He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done, right? That's his will, that he save us from our sins, that he cleanse us, if not now, in the resurrection, right? Notice that after the leprosy leaves him, what does Jesus instruct him to do? Don't tell anybody. No, that doesn't go so well, except for the priest, right? Go and show yourself to the priest. Make the offering for your cleansing. Why? Well, he's very explicit here, verse 14. Just as Moses commanded, right? So this is regards to the Levitical law. Can't remember where that is exactly, right? But in Leviticus, this was the command, is that if you were, perchance, cleansed of leprosy, and the only example I can think of is Naaman, but of course Naaman's a Syrian, so he doesn't go and show himself in the temple, that if that happened, then they would show themselves to the priest. The priest would declare them clean as they made the atoning sacrifice, right? Right, so this is fulfilling the command of Moses. And here Jesus tells us, as a testimony to them, right? To bear witness to them that the one who brings healing, the Messiah, the King of the universe, has come. Right? He gives the same instruction to the 10 lepers. And remember, that story's a little different. All 10 go except for one who returns, right? Similar response, though, in both cases, the word spread about Jesus and many came to hear and be healed. And then we find out that he often or frequently had to withdraw to the wilderness to pray, right? And he does so here. Not a long reading, but quite a lot packed in there, right? Luke continually emphasizes the power of the word of Jesus. It is that word which is connected to the physical touch of Jesus's hand. Jesus extends his hand that will conquer death to touch the body under the curse of death and remove it. He did not come to save only our souls, but both body and soul. It is this Lord who has joined his word to the lowly elements of water, bread, and wine to bring the power of the resurrection to our bodies of death. Jesus has placed his own words in our mouths of weak men of flesh, that by speaking these life-giving words, men might be raised up from the sleep of death to the life of faith. Called into faith, created by the gospel, we trust only in God's merciful will revealed in the work of Christ Jesus our Lord. So Chris asks, so was the priest mad or intimidated, maybe? I don't think that was the point. In either case, the priest would be shown that the law has met its fulfillment. How they respond to it isn't the point. It's really for our sakes that the law has been fulfilled. That law, that command given by Moses to show yourselves if you were healed, has now been fulfilled. And that, as he'll tell us later in Luke 24, that scripture was given to testify of Jesus. This whole process of showing your healing if you had leprosy is given to testify of Jesus, namely, Jesus has come. the Messiah has come. And now the priests will have that as a testimony. But you're right, Chris, they don't receive it well, right? They're ultimately not simply offended or mad or intimidated, but they recognize that their authority has been brought to an end, right? Has reached its fulfillment in Jesus, and they will be no longer serve in that capacity because he has come. All right. Table of Duties. This is the last of the Table of Duties, and then we'll enter into our summer weeks next week. So we pray, or confess, I should say, to widows. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. 1 Timothy 5, verses 5 through 6. And as I reminded the children, here you might think of Anna, you know, the contemporary of Simeon, who was in the temple when Jesus was presented. Right. And then to everyone, the commandments are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself, Romans 13, verse 9. And I urge that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. We pray. Heavenly Father, comfort all widows who have lost their husbands and are left all alone. Give them strength and courage to put their hope in you and to cry out to you for help night and day. In their loneliness and sorrow, draw them closer to your divine services and deliver them from the temptation to seek fulfillment from the pleasures of life that can never truly satisfy. Teach them to believe that they have a sacred calling as widows to live by faith in the greater bridegroom who has laid down his life for his bride, in whom alone are pleasures forevermore. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And then to widowers. Heavenly Father, comfort all widowers who have lost their wives and are left without a spouse to love. Deliver them from self-centeredness and despair. Give them the strength to flee from fornication and every form of sexual immorality. Fill the void in their lives with the gospel of your Son and the study of your word. Teach them to pray to you for help to live in their calling, to serve their neighbors in love, and to commend their future to your gracious will. Grant them your grace to remain single or provide them with a faithful Christian wife. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And then to everyone. O Lord, as you have loved us in place of yourself and thereby fulfilled all of God's law on our behalf, teach us to walk by faith in your love in all that we do, to live in love and self-sacrifice towards others in our callings, and to pray for everyone in need, seeking not our own glory, but the welfare and salvation of our neighbor. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right. And then on that theme of prayer, as we had last week, to God the Holy Spirit, let us pray. We had prayer and the Spirit joined together. Same here. We have prayer leading towards the confession of the Spirit, which is getting us close to Pentecost, which will be coming up in a couple weeks. So let us sing.
spirits now attend to our prayers and supplications, as like incense they ascend to your heavenly habitations. May their fragrance waft above, God of love.
Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray today for faith to live in the promises of holy baptism, for vocations and daily work, for the unemployed, for the salvation and well-being of our neighbors, for our schools, our homeschools, our colleges and seminaries, and for good government and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray today in thanksgiving with Amalia, who celebrates her birthday. We pray for the households of our church, especially that of Bev, Susan, Stephen and Jackie, Jonathan, Shannara and Nicole, and Alan. We rejoice with thanksgiving, the confirmation of Ella and Leah. We ask God's healing touch upon those who are ill, receiving treatment and recovering, especially Marcella, Bev, Kelsey, Amanda, Dan, Brad, Timothy, Pastor Kretschmar, Merlin, Jim, and Mike. Pray for our homebound Bev, Willis, Ed, Mickey, and Paul. Pray for the missions and mercy work of the church, especially that of Lutherans for Life. We intercede on behalf of all of God's people for a preservation and increase of love. And we continue to pray with the family of Dale, who mourn his death. For all this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. All right, it's good to have you with us here today for our congregation of prayer. You can join us again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thanks to all those who were able to make the drive yesterday. My folks did, as well as some other family. It was really lovely. And I'm still in recovery, of course. It was a long day of entertaining, right? And yes, you're welcome, Don and the rest of you. So tomorrow, 9 a.m., congregation prayer will continue. And make plans already to come Wednesday evening for our Ascension Day service, 7 p.m. And then, if possible, congregation prayer in person on Thursday, Ascension Day. It'll be our last congregation prayer with the day school at 9 a.m. So we'll just do it all together in the sanctuary on Thursday. All right? So blessings to you all, and we'll see you tomorrow. We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.